Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up the Spirit. As always, I am your host, Celeste Elliott, here with two very, very, very special co-hosts, my morning coffee, and one of my favorite friends, Jen Shepherd. And Jen is a, I've known you for kind of a long time now. Hey, you know, I prefer that because it means I'm still here. So good morning to everybody. I'm here every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. for Wake Up to Spirit. I am currently sharing this on the Lilydale Assembly blog Facebook page as well as my own. I believe Jen is posting as well. And so for those of you watching visually, please feel free to write in and we will do our best to say hello and get to you this morning. If you have questions, you can also call us at 818-739-8818. That's so funny. I've had that number memorized for years and my brain went, what? Which tells you that I've only had one sip of coffee this morning. So it's all good. So yeah, that number again, 818-739-8818. And so today's topic, something that is near and dear to both of our hearts, which is mediumship as healing. But before we get into that, I always sort of give a little background. You are one of the few people I didn't meet through Lilydale, but I did meet through serving a spiritualist church.
Right.
Yeah. So I was serving your home church at the time. So
yes, yeah. There you are. We were both on platform at the same time.
Yeah.
And you were our guest speaker of the day.
And Jen has the good fortune and the great misfortune of having seen me with very first working the platform back in the day. So going over notes for, 24 hours and praying to God to make it through. So it's been a long time. And here we are. So fabulous. Okay, so talk to me a little bit about your spiritual journey, how you came to, what is your spiritual background? How did you find spiritualism?
That's a neat question.
What's your origin story?
Well, I didn't have vocabulary for energy or the way we talk about it until probably 2004-ish.
Yeah.
So before that, I was doing all kinds of neat things. In fact, funny story, back in the mid-1990s, there was a group of Christian Catholic spiritualists 25 minutes from me. And I'm not sure I still understand all what their jive was, but I went to their classes. And they separated what we understand as talents of healing and mediumship into categories of gifts of the spirit.
Yes.
So, and then each week was an exploration of healing, and they call it spirit. We call it mediumship. You know, it was similar, but with a Catholic bent. So, I mean, I had like exposure like a long time ago, but I didn't have this vocabulary starting until probably about 2004 when I started doing a Qigong journey. So I got introduced to Qigong, which helped with energy, and then after that I was introduced to Reiki, and then the shift to spiritual orgasm actually happened because of healing. Mm-hmm. So my husband had been diagnosed with cancer, and I got it in my head that energy healing, spiritual healing was something we needed to explore. So that's when Heavy On came, what we know as spiritualist vocabulary.
Yeah.
I keep saying that just because for me, the travel, even though it's been different sets of vocabulary, has been really kind of similar, just with different viewpoints.
Right.
But I'm enjoying my viewpoint now.
And that's all that matters, you know? And I think, you know, part of what I try to do on the show when I have a guest on is show that, you know, I try to show the similarities, but I also like to show how diverse people's backgrounds are, how they arrive to this place, different ways, different times. And also, just because because I have people of all kinds of different backgrounds, not just spiritualists on, I just think it's fascinating. People's spiritual journey is fascinating.
It is. And I like the thorough individual because we can learn from each other that way.
Exactly.
And then I should, it crosses over because, you know, I'm ordained spiritualist, but I'm serving a unity community as their spiritual lead because there's no difference.
Right.
We're all in the same boat together. So it's neat that I hover that ground still in a lot of ways of in between vocabularies.
I was thinking of you as and wanting to invite you on the show, and I very closely associate you with healing. Because you do so much to serve the community, and doing, you know, you started, or you were co-founder, or you started your Bolts of Love group, and I didn't want to phrase that incorrectly because I know that you have, you know, this.
We have a story there. There's a group. And that started because of misunderstandings too. Is the idea of getting different people from different backgrounds sharing their story and sharing their healing journey, whatever viewpoint is necessary, and to show that literally bolts of love, you know, like we're gonna shine, we're gonna throw like bolts of love all over the place. Show them land and explode, no matter what color or shape or we are. So, yeah, that group was specifically thought up to get different voices together and to share.
Yeah. So I remember, you know, you starting these healing circles, mm-hmm. these healing services, which you're still doing, online now.
Yeah. And they're all different. But last night we had a community healing talk. Mm-hmm. Where Kevin Young came, he's a drag queen, and talked about his walk with healing and his community. And so, again, we're still doing, but we've moved on like everybody else.
Yeah. Perfect. You know, any way that we can find to be there for people is exactly it. So, very nice. So, what, for people who have no understanding of what we're talking about, and this might be their first introduction, what is healing? What does that mean to you?
A really basic definition is infusing any situation with love. So if we understand that the universe is totally 100% built and formed and constructed through the idea of understanding love and unconditional love, and we are aspects of that, then healing is aligning with that love. That, you know, we talk about the different layers, the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, the physical, and yet in whichever way brought into without reservations from us. So again, that's the other part. You know, we sometimes think it's healed unless we think it's fixed the right way,
right.
or our vision of the cure or the whatever. But to recognize love taking place and working and moving, that's healing.
Perfect. So thank you for that, because I think that's one of the best definitions I've heard in a long time. So you have your own co-host with you today, because Jen and I both have this love of coffee.
Yeah, I got Luke with me.
I believe the horse is with you, Jen. I believe it.
Chocolate and caffeine this morning.
That's a beautiful gift. And as a mom, you can, because you often hashtag mom of boys. yeah, it can't hurt, I'm sure. So what does this mean to you? Concept of, you know, you moved from the Qigong to the Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
And then into mediumship.
Right.
And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh no. I think you were headed straight where I was. So
okay.
You know, what does this mean, mediumship as healing?
Well, again, if we take the concept that it's running all on love, I'm not sure, it doesn't matter which modality. So in essence, mediumship is another modality for healing. Or, you know, we like to say mediumship is healing, is mediumship. But it really is allowing that love of that, well, next to mediumship. So maybe the love of to hit the situation, to connect with a specific spirit communicator, a loved one in spirit, or you know, communication that we are personally involved with, to allow that to flow. And here's the, we don't often recognize it as individual consciousnesses of souls, right?
Right.
So once we leave here, we still have that individual consciousness of us, right? With all those memories and all of that stuff. And how do we form some kind of, you know, we got to tie our stories up somehow. Right. So in that aspect, the soul is also healing, you know, so it's not like the soul needs some extra because they're in heaven land, you know, so
right.
They're okay. But the story of the soul, that story that they played out here, and the people that are still here involved in their story, even though they're not here, may need some love infused into that. And there's an opportunity through individual mediumship as the medium connecting to a spirit loved one to offer that love to flow through so that the soul can understand, you know, fulfill everything maybe that spirit person wanted to do on the level for healing for the soul, as well as sharing that love back here to the planet. Hopefully I explained that.
Well, let me ask kind of let me pull out part of the nuance of that directly, just because I know somebody's going to ask us. Does that mean we are supposed to be praying for the soul of our loved ones, sending healing to the soul of our loved ones?
Right. It depends on our definition of those words, right?
Yeah.
So, start there. So the quote, praying to what? In essence, if we think about that as our own specific communication with our own specific loved ones, so we know that we each can create some kind of dialogue or with our own loved ones. So I like to use the example of my grandfather. So he... Donna and Def Leppard, Johnny Cash comes on. My grandpa is saying hi.
Yes.
You know, all of a sudden, there'll be the Johnny Cash song that doesn't belong in the playlist, you know, and I'll smile. And that's a little hit. I know we're having a moment, you know, for me. I know that's part of my vocabulary, my symbology with my grandfather. We all have that, right?
Yeah.
is building that kind of communication with our loved one. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense to me. That's exactly what I was wanting you to help. Yeah.
So, you know, for me, that would be the pray part.
Yeah.
So we all can do that. It's not that we have to, but we have that opportunity. We all have that in us. The send healing part, I don't know if from a human vantage point, we can muscle up enough, because we are receiving our healing love that we offer here through that vortex of spirit.
Right.
Loved ones, you know, the people that have already left for spirit are already in that.
Yeah.
So they're already getting so much healing and love. I don't know that we have to knock ourselves out for that. It'd be more of an opportunity to set up that prayer line and sit with it and allow it to flow this way. More effective.
I think as mediums, we've had people, you know, had the experience, and I don't want to speak for you, so I apologize. But I think we both had the idea or the energy of spirit loved ones coming through and saying, you know, thank you for paying attention to me still.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for keeping that relationship going, because that's the point of mediumship, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's our own personal relationship with all that is. And within all that is are all our spirit. So the more we recognize it in ourselves,
mm-hmm.
the more we're going to recognize it everywhere.
Perfect. Yeah. It's beautiful. So, sorry, trying not to sneeze and cough on camera, and it's hard. If anybody, you know what?
I'm gonna open it for questions.
I am, yeah, because I think that we are right there. You know, I think that some of the best experiences we can have is to have also somebody come through and talk about the relationship when they were in the living, and sometimes that's part of the healing also, is to know that we know that the loved one is okay.
You said part of healing.
Yeah.
Going forward reading is great, right? But we always say to wait like 6 months. And that isn't because the spirit people need the time. It's because we need the time.
Right.
You know, so there's this healing process that we go through as physical beings.
Yeah.
You know, and if you read some of the information that's coming out from those that do the death doula process and work with people,
yeah.
They talk about doing, it's like a reflection. I'm not using the right word here, but the idea is a reflection on the passing. So whether you were directly involved with your loved one's passing or not, you allow this reflection time.
Yeah.
You know, and this, and you can journaling or whatever, they have all these ideas on how to get there. But this reflection time lasts 6 to 12 months, where you process just those moments to get yourself to a point where you can process the whole life. And to integrate all of that. So the mediumship reading piece is like a stepping stone on our healing and our integration of all that grief and love and awareness. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, I perfect. Yeah. And I also want to, because we did have somebody who wrote in and they were asking about, you know, What do you do for someone who is in grief? What do you do for like a mother who lost a child, or you know? And I think you know, that's very nuanced depending on the person.
Lots of patience first, and I know there are some of us. And did the same thing. You try to learn more once your spirit person passed, or you try to become that perfect medium once your spirit person passed. And sometimes we negate the connection we have in our own souls with our own spirit people in that process. process of trying to connect. So our communication with our own loved ones may feel very different, maybe more symbolic or not, may feel right here, where when we communicate as the medium for others, you know, that's different, and it's a different energy. And then if we're talking about our own grief, unless we're really looking at our own grief and our own connection to our own spirit loved ones and how we handle that, it's going to be really, really hard, not to get ourselves in the way if we're training to be the medium for others. So it's like, if we're in that really strong grief mode and we want to connect, it's really a softening and a patience with ourselves first.
Yeah.
You know, knowing ourselves so that we can understand our new relationship with our own spirit people. Because like you said, they're not lost.
Right.
We're forming a new relationship, a new style of communicating.
Yeah, exactly.
And we don't need to be the, quote, medium to do that.
100%. Yeah. And I think, you know, natural mediumship, which everybody has, and everybody experiences at different times and in different ways. You know, you're not necessarily going to see a burning bush on the street and a voice from God.
No, but it's all those little moments that you're like, oh, that reminds me of.
Yes.
That reminds me. And all and the best moments to bring that healing and that joy are the ones that, oh, I remember when we just laughed our butts off at a silly TV.
Right.
You know, we sometimes concentrate so much on that moment of death, you know, which is why I think the death doulas are right, that we take that processing for the first couple of months on that moment, so we can move it from our system and move to the, because our spirit people have so much life in them that they've lived and want to, you know, and say, remember this stuff. Don't dwell on those 30 seconds, please.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that sometimes they will bring it up as an identifier, a way to verify or give validation that's really them coming through. And particularly if the person in the living has focused on it, it's like, yes, this happened, and then they try to help pull us into this energy, exactly as you were saying, but focus on the other stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Interesting you brought it up that way. Do you mind if I give an anecdote or story?
Please. Yeah, love it.
So this was a while ago, but there was a lovely lady that came for a reading, and I know I kept saying, your daughter doesn't want you to dwell on her passing. She's fine. I kept saying that, but at the same time, I felt my whole body go completely numb and cold. I didn't know what it meant, but I gave her my hand, right?
Yeah.
And she felt it, and I'm like, I need you to know that this isn't the way I'm feeling anymore. Please don't dwell there. Here, her daughter had an accident and walked in the cold and didn't make it in the freezing cold. So she was literally cold. Her mother had like the guilt of that for some she didn't find, you know.
Yeah.
But it was neat for me to see that the daughter really didn't want her mom to dwell there. I kept saying that over and over. I felt that. And yet she was honoring what her mother really needed for healing to say, you know, I know this is what you're recognizing, but I need you to recognize that I'm not this now.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a beautiful example, because that really just, that drives it home in so many ways. Thank you. Yeah. So we have a question here. What about God's voice that comes through the person and no one else hears it?
You mean like the internal voice?
I would assume that means the still small voice or the internal internal clairaudience, as we would call it.
Here's the cool thing that I don't know that we decode all the internal calling the way that's best for us and the closest that we can at the time. So our souls are always 100% connected to everything, right? And always 100% connected to God, divine, universe, the force, pick a word, right? So if that's the case and we are recognizing that as a voice, then you honor that, but you also honor that you, as that soul and that individual, get to translate that into humanity. Your humanity translates that energy and that essence in the way that is best for you at this time. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. Nice. Thank you for that. We do have, I believe, we have one caller on the line.
Okay.
So let's to them. So caller ending in 0941, could you give us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Good morning and nice to meet you. And
good morning, too. Nice to meet you, too.
So did you have a question for us today about mediumship, or how can we help?
My question, sure, I just wondered, in terms of spirituality and growth and things like that, do men and women have a different way of perceiving that and of pursuing it too?
Not men and women so much as how we recognize our intuitive natures.
Mm-hmm.
So on both sides of that, whether you're a man or a woman, we each have different levels of intuition.
Yeah.
So the right way to say that. So I don't know that it's a man or a woman thing. It's a willingness to recognize our sensitivity.
Jen and I both know at least a dozen male mediums who are excellent. And I think that people don't, what's so funny is on the one hand, people don't think of male mediums or male intuitives. And on the other hand, probably the most famous ones of our generation are male. And that always kind of cracks me up. And it's so I don't think that there's a difference in quality ability. By any means. but I think Jen's right. I think that in listening to some of the men talk, that sometimes men are I almost want to say shamed a little bit about, coming out with the idea of, I just kind of intuitively know. I know this. I have this gut knowing, or unless it's a cop show, in which case there's always a detective who's going by his gut, right?
Captain Kirk does the same thing.
Yeah, perfect. So, I think it is very equal, but I think it we do probably have more societal norms towards women, I'll put it in quotes, women's intuition sometimes. Does that sort of answer your question?
Oh, yes, it does. It does. It does. And just because I'm just, I just find that when I go to a class, it's mostly women that teach a class, right? So I know you talk about mediumships amongst men and some are famous, but when I go out to classes or talk to some of the areas, mostly women that I actually talk to. So,
Oh, I'm so sorry. Please go ahead.
Yeah, delay there. I think just some of the perspectives on how the questions are asked by a gentleman or somebody, and then how it's perceived or given by a woman, maybe a man too. So maybe that's different. Maybe I kind of think so, but. Because there's a feminine aspect to deliverance of the delivery of the message or the energy versus the man doing the same thing. So a masculine answer, if you want to call it that.
I wonder if it's more that those men that might be more inclined in sensitive nature to be medium maybe move into aspects of that energy that may be more acceptable you know, depending on the culture and how they're brought up. So I know in the Qigong world, it's men heavy, right? And that's a very energetic, very intuition, very, we need to get connected with spirit modality. You know, and then, you know, psychology and counseling, there's a lot of male influence there. And they're using their intuition and some of the same talents that, that mediums would use. So I don't, I think maybe the calling for spirit sometimes moves them into professions that maybe aren't specifically mediumship, but they're still using those qualities.
That makes a lot of sense. For instance, I have never met an attorney who wasn't extremely intuitive. And that is, you know, anything in the legal arts is often very male heavy, male oriented, at least in the States. That might be a little different in Canada, but based on my experience, I will say I know that in part of my study for mediumship, mediums have mediums, therapists have therapists. Dentists have dentists, and it's good to, because it's good to sort of, you know, have someone that is, that has a slightly different slant on things, that can see things from a different angle. And I feel like when I go to a male reader, they may read in a slightly different way than a female reader. But every female reader and every male reader has their own slant on things because of their own, because of how they studied, who they studied with, you know, what their life experiences are, which is a very, very natural thing because spirit brings us each along. You know, we each, every meet,
we're decoding for our humanity, right?
Yeah.
It's not, if it was direct and you could, you know, puppet what spirit's saying, you know, we wouldn't need it. It would be so direct, it would be just right there. And yet we have this layer of humanity, we need to basically decode all that energy that we're receiving, all of that information.
Yes.
And we only can decode it through the best that we know at the time. So, all those experiences are going to play in.
Yeah. There are some really, really fabulous male intuitives and mediums out there. And, you know, that's, I think that our, that the culture, the North American, I'm going to put it as a whole, because that's living up in Western New York, that's where I have my understanding. You know, I think it's shifting to have, you know, less of the energy of kind of what I want to say is toxic masculinity versus masculinity, where, you know, that sort of understanding is not threatening anymore. And I think that is helping that we you know have more balance. I don't know about you, Jen, but I would say that my client base has shifted in the last 8 years, where I used to have maybe 10-15% male clients. Now I'm somewhere around 40-46%.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think it's becoming more open. And, you know, for any men that are out there, you know, I think that it's a really, the more we kind of normalize that men are allowed to be emotional, the better off we are, you know, because we're all just human. So, So thank you for going to those classes and working on this because that helps, you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, grateful for the conversation. Thank you, ladies.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. So, Jen, we have a few minutes left. And so do you have anything coming up? I know you teach regularly.
Yes. So, depends on where they're at. on Thursday nights, there's a wrinkle. If they're studying mediumship, they can find that. And all of this you can find on either Bolts of Love or my own personal Facebook and websites and all of that. And on Monday night, we have the Web of Light Spiritualist Experience, which you're a guest for. And we have, I love that because we have this nice group of people that just rotate. There's no, you know, we rotate speaking, we rotate offering a mediumship. I call it this, I'm not really good at setting myself into a service mode, you know, and having to do the same every week. And anybody's allowed to just click on that link that's on Above and find that every Monday. And it's neat too because it's international. So we have literally people from all over the planet clicking in, and you get to say hi to people in New Zealand and Australia and India and France. And you know, it's really neat.
Yeah.
For me.
No, it's built into a nice kind of sense of community. No,
There's so much left. I would suggest anybody just click on the events at Bolts of Love. There's something almost every day. I do an open Qigong on Zoom. I call it moving meditation. It's based on a lot of Qigong. It's not strict. Again, I'm putting myself into a mold isn't easy. So.
Well, I don't know that you're supposed to. So it's all working beautifully. So,
Sunday mornings too. There's online Sunday morning.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And you know, we actually had a question on here from somebody about that had stepped away from mediumship training for a while and was wanting to step back in. I will say to you, you can get training from lots of different places. You want to find someone that is has a good value system,
and understands the training is really
it's polishing. It's
internal.
Yeah.
So it's not so much the exercises. The exercises are important. I mean, that hones the skill. But in order to find that essence of the talent base of medium that you are, it's a lot of internal work and internal process and being willing to be with yourself. I know I did a lot of an awareness and witness style exercises I put up on my YouTube just for that, because it's the idea that we be with ourselves and be with all that is, so we understand what that feels like.
Yeah.
Play with some of the exercises, you know, and layer that on top. And I think we forget sometimes that it's us and our soul and our connection there first.
Yes.
And the exercises.
Yes. That is so beautifully put. I thank you so much for that, honestly. That's so important. And to give yourself a basis of, I always like to recommend meditation as a basis to help yourself get in tune with your energy and with spirit.
And some healing.
Yeah.
Some healing. So
100%.
The more we understand ourselves and what we need in order to be in, the better we can recognize a spirit presence and honor everything, every aspect of that spirit person. Because sometimes, you know, if there's something in us that we, and I'll just give a quick example, because I had a I was doing a circle the other day with people, and a lady, I'm going to use the same grandpa, she said my grandpa, and at the end, she's like, I don't understand the personality. I wasn't able to get there. Well, his personality was he liked to drink. Mm-hmm. And it was a huge part of his personality. He was a fun drinker, but he drank, and he drank, and he drank. And for her, there was a part of her that had not come to terms with honoring that in other people, because there was an aspect of her own life that needed alignment and without love and healing place there.
Right.
So if unless we're understanding where we are held up and need that infusion, it's really hard to understand personality of a spirit person, even though it's right there.
That makes perfect sense. Beautiful. Okay. So because we are just a few minutes left, I do want to make sure that I talk about the other Lilydale Blog Talk shows. It's not just me. We've got on Mondays, we start off at noon with Medium Monday with Sharon Hill. On Tuesday evenings, we have Embracing Your Essence with Colleen Vander Zijden. On Wednesdays, we have two shows. In the morning, we have Wednesdays with Willa. At 10 and at 8, we have Journeys into the Light with John White. And then on Thursdays, of course, we have myself, Wake Up to Spirit. And then in the evening, we'll have Angie Apt starting, and she is her show, or restarting, I should say, because she took a little hiatus after the summer season. And her show is Spiritual Conversations with Angie and Friends. So we've got a full lineup going, and probably add more in spring and summer. So you can tune in anytime on Blog Talk Radio /Lilydale Radio. I've got a Friday night development circle that you can attend one class or you can attend all of them. And that's, you can find at CelesteElliott.com. And check out the Lilydale Assembly website, because we've got classes going on all year now online. And very, very, very special and important Wednesday evenings. We had the Wednesday Evening Healing Circle that is live on Facebook, and you can send in your prayer and healing requests there as well. So there's always a way to... In the modern era, it's a little bit easier to reach out and find that sense of community that, you know, even a few years ago, pre-Zoom and Facebook, it would have been much more difficult. So, I know, I try to, like, get there before the countdown clock, but sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So thank you so much to everybody who tuned in today, and hopefully we got to all of your questions, and if not, we will. I will try to hit them later. But definitely come back next Thursday. And I have a fabulous guest that has just agreed to come on, and I believe you know her, Jen, Lorna Hines. Who is fabulous, and she is a medium, I believe, out of New Jersey, and she also runs a group online called Mediums of African American Descent, and she's in general just super cool and really lovely, and it's going to be a fantastic time. We're still deciding on our topic, so if you have things that you have a burning desire to know about before we pick today, so. Okay, I guess that's it from us. So thank you so much for coming, and thank you, Jen, and have a fantastic day. Until next time, I am wishing you a good day and good vibes. Okay.